督教会，2003年11月30日 ，West County Chinese Christian Chapel， November 30, 2003.
It is great a privilege to be able to worship together with you.
非常荣幸能够跟大家一起来敬拜。
I do appreciate how good that God has been and how wonderful He has been to allow such privilege of working and preaching together with Daniel and Dorothy Shi.
也非常感谢神，能够让我能够跟牧师许牧师还有师母能够一起来同工。
And when I see Jennifer and James, I feel so proud that they are doing so well. And just Yao Jun and
还有那个感谢主，那个雅珍跟雅哥，他们都很好。
Those of you that were at the Thanksgiving dinner on Thursday in Hope Sound, I told you a little story about my godson and my goddaughter.
如果你有参加在这个 Hope Sound 的这个跟我们一起来参加这个感恩节聚餐的时候，那我有跟你讲过我的。干儿子跟干女儿。
I will not repeat that story, but I did want to tell you a little bit more about what my godson emailed to me on Thursday.
那我想跟大家分享一下，就是我的干儿子他寄这个电子邮件给我，我想跟大家分享一下。
They have two children. One is a 3-year-old daughter, 3.5 years old, and she has a little brother that's 1-year-old.
那他们有2岁半的女儿跟1岁的儿子。
And when the little brother was born into the home, the little girl, which was 2 years old at that time, was very jealous of her little brother.
当这个弟弟生下的时候呢，这姐姐呢有点嫉妒。
And so her parents began to teach her not to be jealous and that she didn't have anything to be insecure about, and so they would teach her how wonderful it was to have a little brother.
那于是母亲呢就要教导他们不要嫉妒呢，因为他们家有一个很好的弟弟是有难得的。
And so Kevin wrote me on Thursday and said how wonderful and how he was praising the Lord because of how God was helping his daughter Sarah.
那我干儿子就说很感谢神，这个神怎么样帮助他的女儿 Sarah.
And he told me this story. He said that he is teaching her Chinese characters, and so when she would recognize a character, he would give her a small a snack for a treat.
那他呢就教这个他的女儿呢这个中文字，当他能够认出这个中文字的时候呢，那他就给他一点这个奖赏。
He said when he gave her one of the snacks, she was so happy that she jumped down from her chair and she ran upstairs to where her little brother was taking a bath and wanted to share the snack with her little brother.
那当他拿到这些奖赏的时候呢，他就很高兴，他就去马上跑了去找他的这个弟弟呢，他弟弟在洗澡。
And so Kevin was praising the Lord for how that God was helping Sarah to be kind to her little brother.
那感谢神能够让这个小这个姐姐呢，能够对他自己的弟弟呢，能够这么的好。
And I thought how wonderful it is that when we found something so good and so wonderful as the gospel, what a joy it is to share it with other people.
那当然，当我们接受这么好的福音的时候，我们也愿意的跟向别人来分享。
And you know that's been the joy of my heart since 1969 when I became a Christian. I have wanted to share the good news of the gospel with other people.
那这也是我内心的愿望，自从1969年我信主以后，我就想来分享福音给大家。
I found something so wonderful that I was sure that my friends would want to share it with me.
那我觉得我的朋友也会想要来分享这个福音。
I was disappointed in that many could not find the same joy that I found in believing in Jesus, but I did find some that responded to the gospel.
但有的朋友呢，他们就是没有这种跟我同感异灵，能够去感觉到分享福音是这么的好。
And as I was thinking about this message this morning, I thought about the wonderful grace of Jesus, and I thought I would like to share a few thoughts about His grace with us today.
那今天早上我想跟大家分享的呢，就是这个神的恩典是多么的好。
A very famous university, seminary professor had a very practical way of demonstrating the wonderful grace of Jesus.
有一个很有名的这个神学教授呢，他把这个神的耶稣这个恩典呢，能够很实际化。
At the end of one of his very difficult classes, he gave a final exam to the students.
然后就是在他课堂里面，最后的考试呢，就出一个题目。
And he cautioned the students to make sure that they read the exam all the way through in its entirety before they started writing the exam.
他就警告这些学生说，当他们答题之前呢，要把这个题目呢，从头到尾看过一次再开始答。
And then in addition, at the top of the exam, he also wrote the caution on the exam. Make sure you read all the way through before you begin the test.
然后就讲卷拿下来的时候呢，这个考卷拿下来的时候啊，这考卷上面也写了注明的，很清楚说，让他们先看过，然后再来答。
As the students began to read through the exam, it became clear to them that they had not studied nearly enough for this exam.
这些学生呢，接到这个考卷就发现说，他们准备的实在不够。
And the more they read, the worse it became.
然后越读呢，越觉得糟糕。
You can hear the students groaning throughout the classroom.
就开始慢慢听到了，他们就开始发育这个哀哼的声音。
And by the time they got to the last page, the most of the students were willing to turn the test in blank and forget all about it.
等到他们看完最后一页呢，他们觉得就放弃了，就干脆这个交白卷吧。
But on the last page, there was a little note.
可是在最后一页呢，有一个有一个这个有一教授写了一句话。
And the note said you have a choice.
他说你有个选择。
You can either complete the exam as it is given, or you can sign your name at the bottom, and in so doing, you'll receive an A for the course.
他说你呢，一个选择就是你可以从头到尾呢把这些这个奖卷呢、考卷呢把它达成。另外一个呢，就是你就干脆签个名，然后呢你就拿 A 了。
And as the students read that, they were stunned. They sat there in silence for a moment.
他们看到这句话后，他们就开始变得非常安静。
Was it really serious?
他说开玩笑吗
？Just sign it and get an A for the course.
就签个名就能拿 A 吗
？Slowly, it said the point began to dawn on the students, and they began to sign it and turn in the exam.
后来他们慢慢就了解了，就签了名就交卷了。
One particular student has said, it took the rest of the afternoon for me to realize how wonderful it was.
那有的学生就说，这个他就花整个下午呢去想，这是多么样的美好的一件事情。
He said, I was so insecure that I kept wanting to go back to the teacher and ask him if it was really true.
他想着一直想去跟那个教授问说，真的吗？是真的吗？
But it was serious.
可是教授点头说不错。
But some years later, this student went back and talked to the professor about this particular exam.
几年之后呢，这个学生回来再跟这个教授呢重新这个重温旧梦。
And the professor shared some of the reaction of other students as they did this particular demonstration.
然后这个教授就呢分享一下呢其他的学生的一些做法。
There were always the students that didn't follow instructions and began writing the exam right from the very beginning.
有的学生呢就开始就是没有按照这个次序的，没有他就开始去答题了。
Some of them would labor all the way through the test for 2 hours to find out that they didn't need to do all of that.
然后就是没有就按照这个教授的这个instruction， 就说从头开始答，然后两个小时以后才发现最后那一页。
And because of their ignorance, they had a lot of unnecessary anxiety.
所以呢，就是因为他们没有去看，所以呢，他们就有了这种不必要的这种紧张。
Then there were other students who would read the first 2 pages and become so discouraged that they would just turn it in and leave.
然后呢，有的学生呢，看了两页后呢，就放弃了，然后就交白卷了。
So they lost out totally.
所以呢，他就在那他们就没有拿到这个连就可能说是他们没有拿到 A。
But one student was different than all the others.
他有一个学生呢，很就与众不同。
When he read the note at the end, he said, "No, I'm not going to accept that. I studied hard for the test, and so I'm going to take the test."
他说呢，我已经准备很久了。最后看到最后一页来说，他不相信，所以呢，他就继续的就是来答题。
He didn't want any gifts. He wanted to earn his grade.
他不想得到这个教授所准备的这种礼物，然后他用自己的力量要去赢得这个分数。
And so he labored through the test and eventually made a C for the course.
所以呢，他最后交卷以后呢，就拿了个 C。
He could have an A by just simply signing his name.
他可以得 A， 只要是签个字就没事了。
But you know that's the way it is with a lot of people in response to the grace of God.
我想我们很多人的这个向神的恩典的反应呢，也是如此。
Some people say, "Don't give me any gifts. I want to earn my way."
不要给我任何礼物，我要靠我自己的能力来做。
And so they spend years trying to earn God's favor by doing good works.
所以呢，就花一生的时间呢，能够来赢取神的这个恩典。
But as we sang this morning, it's freely given to them from the very beginning.
但是神的恩典呢，是白白的赐给我们的。
Others think it's so difficult that they won't even try to receive God's love.
有的人觉得这个太难了，所以呢就放弃了。
I can never live up to all that stuff, they say.
我达不到那个标准呢，所以我就放弃了。
So what's the use trying?
所以呢，有何必要再试呢？
Then there's those people like the guy who took the test anyway, unwilling to accept God's gift of forgiveness.
那也有的人就像那个人这样，就不接受他这个神的这个神所预备的，就要靠自己的力量来打分。
But when it comes to God's grace and God's forgiveness, we're all standing on equal ground. We all have to accept it as a gift.
对神的这个恩典，对神的对神所赐给我们的，我们都是一样，都得要接受。
There is no earning our way. If we could work our way and make a C for the course, it would not be good enough.
我们不能靠自己的能力，只是拿一个 C 而已。
But after all of that is said and done, all we have to do is to accept the gift of grace.
不过总而言之呢，就是我们就得要接受而已。
I'll tell you another illustration about God's grace.
另外一例子呢，来说明这个神的恩典。
And I hope to illustrate the point that nothing we could do we could ever earn the grace of God.
我想告诉大家就是说，无论我们做什么，绝对不能够赢取神的恩典。
You may decide whether this story is true or not. You probably decide that it didn't happen exactly this way.
可能你听过呢，我们讲讲看，可能这个可能没有这样发生。
However, it does illustrate what I want to say.
不过呢，这个就是能够说明我的讲法。
When my wife and I were very young, before we were married,
当我跟我太太很年轻的时候，我们还没有结婚的时候
，I decided that I wanted to ask my wife to marry me.
那我就向她求婚。
And the first time I asked her, she said, "I don't think so."
她第一次我向她求婚了，她就说，我想不会吧。
So I found out I had to.I upped the offer and made a better offer. So the next day, I offered her something more. If you will marry me, I promise you that I'll give you anything you want.
那第二天呢，我就说好，我就把把提高这个水平提高一点，就说如果跟我结婚的话，那我把所有一切都给你。
And she said, "You're getting warmer, but you're not hot enough yet."
她说很接近，不过呢，还是有点距离。
And so the next day I said, I promise you if you will marry me, that all the money that I earn, every check that I earn, every dollar that I get, I'll bring it home and give it to you.
那第三天我就说，好，你如果这个嫁给我的话，我把所有我赚的钱，一分都完完全全的都完完全全给你。
So she thought about it for about a week.
她说好，我去想想看。
And she agreed.
然后呢，他就同意了。
Only on those terms.
但是只有，就是他只接受这个条件。
So that was fine for a while. After we got married, I kept bringing my money home and giving it to her.
那结婚以后呢，那我赚的钱呢就给他。
All of it.
所有的都给他了。
And so every day she would give me enough money to buy my lunch.
然后呢，他呢回过头来呢，只给我这个足够的钱呢，能够让我那个有午餐的钱。
But one day I came home and I was extremely troubled and I really didn't want to come home at all.
有一天呢，这个我非常的troubled， 就是很觉得很沮丧，所以呢就不想回家。
But I had to come home anyway, so after a while my wife kept saying, "You're going to have to tell me what's wrong."
我回来家以后呢，我太太就跟我一直讲说，发生什么事你讲给我听吧，发生什么事。
And so finally I told her.
然后我就讲给她听了。
You know, today I gave in to temptation.
我说我今天呢，就是落到这个试探当中。
And on the way home from work, I stopped and bought some ice cream.
我说我回来路上呢，我实在忍不住了，我就买了一些冰淇淋。
And so I can't give you all the money that I earned because I spent some of it for ice cream.
因为我花了一点钱关系，我就不能把所有赚的钱都给你了。
But I said, if you'll forgive me, I promise to never do it again, and I'll make it up to you.
但是你如果是原谅我的话，我再也不做。
But how could I make it up? Because I've already promised that I'm going to give her everything that I earn, so how can I ever find another dollar to give her for
him? 因为我已经答应他把所有钱给他，但是这一点钱我已经花了，所以我怎么样能够再补还给他呢？
And so she says it's impossible, but I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll forgive you for what you've done.
他等于说，当然这不可能了，但是呢，我原谅你。
So I reached out and I accepted the free gift of forgiveness.
然后我就接受了他这样子白白的这种原谅。
But this illustrates, really and truly, we can never make up to God. We can never do enough to earn our salvation.
记得吗？就是我们绝对不能够以我们自己的行为能够赚取这个永生。
And really and truly, the only way to be saved is to accept the gift of salvation.
真的能够得救的唯一方法就是接受神的白白赐给我们的永生。
There is no other way.
没有第二条路。
And let's read from Luke chapter 7.
我们一起来看路加福音第七章。
Verse 36.
第三十六节，路加福音第七章。
And down to the end of the chapter, please.
三十六节。到结束，我翻到以后，《路加福音》第七章，三十六节到最后结束。有一个法利赛人请耶稣和他吃饭，耶稣就到法利赛人家里去坐席。那城里有一个女人是个罪人，知道耶稣在法利赛人家里坐席，就拿着盛香膏的玉瓶站在耶稣背后挨着他的脚哭，眼泪湿了耶稣的脚，就用自己的头发擦干，又用嘴连连亲他的脚，把香膏抹上。请耶稣的法利赛人看见这事，心里说，这人若是先知，必知道摸他是谁，是怎样一个女人，乃是一个罪人。耶稣对他说，西门，我有句话要对你说。西门说，夫子，请说。耶稣说，一个债主有两个人，欠他的债，一个欠50两的银子，一个欠5两银子。因为他们无力偿还，债主就开恩免了他们两个人的债。这两个人哪一个更爱他呢？西门回答说，我想是那多得恩免的人。耶稣说，你断得不错。于是转过来向着那女人，便对西门说，你看见这女人吗？我进了你的家，你没有给我水洗脚，但这女人用眼泪湿了我的脚，用头发擦干。你没有与我亲嘴，但这女人从我进来的时候就不住地用嘴亲我的脚。你没有用油抹了我的头，但这女人用香膏抹了我的脚。所以我告诉你，她许多的罪都赦免了，因为她的爱多，但那赦免少的，她的爱就少。于是对那女人说，你的罪赦免了。同席的人心里说，这是什么人竟赦免人的罪呢？耶稣对那女人说，你的信救了你，平平安安的去吧。
How wonderful it is that Jesus was willing to accept a sinner like this woman who came.
耶稣能够接受这样的一个罪人。
If you read through the gospel sometime, as you read, think about this. Why was it that the people with the most sins and the heaviest burdens of sin felt the most comfortable in the presence of Jesus?
当你看到这个福音，读过福音书的时候，你会发现最大多的人就在耶稣在耶稣身旁啊，就觉得很
in the presence of Jesus comfortable
舒服，就觉得很在耶稣身旁就很舒服，就很自然。
People, you can name some of them. Think about for a moment the Samaritan woman at the well.
我们可以举几个例子，那个撒玛利亚的那个女人。
A woman that would be considered a sinner of sinners.
她是在罪人中的罪人。
What about a military officer in Herod's kingdom, a man that would be hated by most of the people that he was ruling over?
Herod.
Yes, King Herod.
King Herod. 那另外一个就是这个希律王，就是统治当时以色列人的那个王。
But he felt comfortable enough to come to Jesus. He didn't have any drawing back when he came to Jesus.
然后他也去亲近这个耶稣。
And then there was a tax collector by the name of Zacchaeus that was hated of all of his neighbors, but yet he felt comfortable enough to come to Jesus.
还有那个税吏，撒该，也是被人这个就是很轻视的，可是他跟在耶稣呢就觉得很自然，很舒服。
What about Mary Magdalene, of whom Jesus had cast out seven demons?
那个抹大拉的玛利亚曾经被耶稣赶走七个鬼的。
But yet the people that were self-righteous and the religious leaders and people that would be considered good people didn't feel so comfortable coming to Jesus.
但是那些自以为义，那些这个宗教领袖呢，当他们来接近耶稣的时候，他们就很不舒服。
The Pharisees and the Sadducees and the scribes, the leaders of the people were always trying to find some fault with Jesus.
那些宗教领袖，这个法利赛人、撒都该人呢，他们一直想挑这个耶稣的毛病。
And a rich young ruler came to Jesus to ask about salvation, but he went away terribly sad.
那个这个年轻的少年官呢，就是问了耶稣关于永生的事情以后呢，他就忧忧愁愁的走了。
Nicodemus came to Jesus, but he came when it was dark. Was it because he didn't want respectable people to see him in the presence of Jesus?
那个尼哥底母呢，在晚上的时候来见耶稣，因为他不想被别人看到。
But I asked you the question this morning: why is it that people with such heavy burdens of sin felt it was okay to come to Jesus, but others didn't really want to be in the presence of Jesus?
那我想问一个问题，就是说为什么那些罪恶很多的人，他们愿意来接近耶稣，反而那些最少的就觉得很不舒服。
There was a prostitute in the streets of Chicago that came to a pastor and told him of her terrible life that she had lived.
有一个在芝加哥的一个妓女呢，来找这个一个牧师，跟他讲他的经过。
She even told him about how she had allowed her young daughter to be used in this terrible way.
那他甚至还跟他讲，就是他也利用他的女儿来做这些事情。
And the pastor invited her to come to his church.
那这牧师就邀请他到他的教会来。
But she said, "Go to church. Well, that would make me feel worse than I feel already."
他说要我去教会，那我的感觉会更糟糕。
And yes, it should, because of the conviction of the Holy Spirit. But you know, yet those people need to feel welcome.
是的，是因为神的圣灵能够来指责我们，那这些人呢，也需要被受欢迎。
But how was it that Jesus, the most perfect person in all the universe, could attract such notorious and bad people?
那这个完全的这个人，这耶稣啊，为什么能够吸引这么多的，就罪恶满盈的人呢？
Is it because that good people or religious leaders wrap their righteous robes around themselves and say, "We don't need Jesus"?
是不是那些这个宗教领袖呢，就是穿着这个义袍，觉得说我不需要耶稣？
I'm good enough already. I don't have any sins to be forgiven.
我已经够好了，没什么大罪呢需要被这个原谅的。
That is what my father-in-law used to tell my wife and I when we would talk to him about becoming a Christian.
这就是当我们跟我的岳父在传福音的时候，他就是这样子来回答我们。
I'm not a bad person, he says, and so I don't need to be saved.
我不是一个坏人，所以呢，我不需要救恩。
But fortunately, before he died, he saw the error of his way, and he believed in Jesus. He repented of his sins and he gave his heart to Christ.
那感谢主，就是在他过世之前呢，他就看到自己的行为，然后就悔改，之后呢就接受了主。
Is it because the Pharisees had forgotten that they were sinners and they also desperately needed what Jesus came to give us?
是不是法利赛人忘记了他们也是罪人，他们也需要耶稣所赐给我们的救恩？
Jesus was a friend of sinners.
耶稣是罪人的朋友。
Whether it was the worst of sinners like the woman at the well,
他是最糟糕的罪人的朋友。
Or the religious leaders that also needed their sins forgiven.
也是那些就自以为义的。
Jesus came for all.
耶稣来是为拯救所有的人。
And you know, the Bible tells us very clearly that all of us need what he came to give.
圣经很清楚告诉我们，我们每一个人需要他来赐给我们的。
Well, the Apostle Paul tells us that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
保罗说，世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
And because all have sinned, all need the salvation that is so freely offered.
因为世人都犯了罪，所以呢，每一个人都需要这个白白赐给我们的救恩。
You know, we're told of 8 different times that Jesus was invited to dinner.
圣经里面想到说，耶稣有八次呢是受邀请呢去参加宴席。
Three of these occasions were on normal social functions.
这八次都是普通就说大家吃饭的这个情况。
He went to the wedding in Cana.
在迦南地呢参加了一个婚宴。
Where he turned the water into wine.
在那里呢他使水变酒。
And then he often ate, and we're told of him eating dinner at the house of Mary and Martha, the sisters of Lazarus.
他也在这个拉撒路这个姐妹家，也在那边吃过饭。
And after his resurrection, as he walked along the Emmaus road with the two disciples, he went in with them. And reached into the house.
那还有就是当复活之后，在那个在那个Emmaus以马土的路途上呢，也是跟那个路途，跟那个有机会跟他的那个门徒呢来吃饭。
And then on another occasion, Jesus went to dinner with Simon the leper.
还有他跟那个西门这个得麻风的西门的家呢也吃过饭。
I guess most people in those days felt as uncomfortable in the presence of a leper as we would feel.In the presence today of someone that we know has AIDS.
那个时候呢，这个得麻风的人呢，就是我们，他们那边会就好像今天的得艾滋病一样，我们会觉得很不舒服。
I know medical people tell us that we don't need to feel uncomfortable in the presence of those people, but yet we still do.
医学界的人呢，跟我们讲说不要怕，没有关系。可是我们本身呢，就会觉得跟艾滋病的人在一起就会很不舒服。
But here's Jesus. He's in the eating dinner with Simon the leper.
那我们看到耶稣呢，跟这个得麻风的这个西门呢一起吃饭。
And then we read about another Simon that Jesus was today, where the woman poured the expensive perfume on him and wiped it dry with her hair.
那另外一个西门就是我们今天刚刚看的呢，就是在这个吃饭的时候，有这个女人呢，就是把这个香膏呢抹了他的脚上来擦他的这样一个宴席。
Maybe this is the reason that Jesus, that people with heavy burdens of sin felt more comfortable in his presence than others.
所以可能就是因为我们内心里面有很多的罪恶感，所以呢，跟他在一起的时候就觉得很舒服。
Jesus said to Simon, "Simon, you did not give me water for my feet."
他说：“西门，你没有给我洗手的这个洗脚的水。
”But this woman has wet my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair.
但这个女人呢，用她的眼泪擦了洗了我的脚，用她的头发呢擦干了我的脚。
When I came into your house, you didn't greet me with a kiss, but this woman has not stopped kissing my feet from the time I arrived.
我来到你家，你没有来接，你没有就是亲嘴来接待我。可是呢，这个女人呢，不断的来亲我的脚。
You didn't anoint me with oil, but this woman has poured expensive perfume.
你没有用油膏我的头，但是这个女人呢，用一个很昂贵的这个香膏呢来膏我的脚。
So I tell you that her many sins are forgiven her.
所以呢，她的许多罪恶呢，都已经原谅了。
For she has loved me much.
她爱得多。
But he who has been forgiven little loves little.
赦免的少，爱得少。
So here's the religious leaders with their self-righteous robes wrapped about them saying, "I don't need that."
所以呢，这个自以为义的人呢，就穿着这个义袍，就觉得就说我不需要这些。
And to illustrate that, there was a time when Jesus did accept the hospitality of a prominent Pharisee.
那有一次呢，他到一个法利赛人，一个很有名望的法利赛人家里去吃饭。
But they were like double-agent spies, following Jesus around, trying to find fault in some way to trick him.
那这法利赛人呢，就像个间谍一样啊，就想挑这个耶稣的毛病。
So they scrutinized his every move.
所以呢，就一直要挑这个毛病。
And so on the Sabbath day, Jesus healed a man that had a terrible disease.
所以呢，在这个安息日的时候，耶稣呢就治了一个医治了一个人。
And so then Jesus drew us a contrast between the Pharisees who were trying to climb the social ladder And God's banquet that was spread for the poor and the crippled and those that didn't have other invitation.
然后他讲了一个故事呢，就来做这个比喻呢，就是这些法利赛人就是想要就是德高望重，而神的预备的这个宴席呢，是给那些是反而是那些就是没有这个社会水平的呢，就没有这个社会地位的呢，来参加他的这个宴席。
And so that is really the last time that we notice that Jesus is invited to the company of the Pharisees for dinner.
所以呢，那是最后一次他到这个法利赛人家呢来吃饭。
They didn't really welcome him. It doesn't take much imagination to see why when he tells them so clearly that they need his forgiveness too.
因为后来他就没有再受欢迎，很明显的就是这些法利赛人也需要他的救恩。
Well, you see the Pharisees thought of Jesus, thought of the place to eat as a little temple. Every time they gathered around the table, they considered it as a small worship service with their family.
他们这个法利赛人呢，把这个吃饭呢，这个当做一个敬拜的地方。
So maybe that explains why they were so prejudiced against the Gentiles and the sinners.
所以可能因为这一点呢，他们就对这些这个外邦人呢，这个罪的人呢，就是这样的歧视。
But Jesus really wanted them to understand what it really meant to gather around the table and eat and to worship together.
那耶稣就教导他们呢，这个真的一起吃饭呢是什么意思？
And so, but yet they continued to try to trap Jesus in what he was saying.
但是呢，这些法利赛人一直想要这个找借口，要挑他的毛病。
What occasion they said, is it right to give taxes or pay taxes to Caesar?
然后他们有一次就说，我们的纳税是不是应当的？
But Jesus was smarter than they.
那耶稣呢比他们还要聪明。
If he said yes, then they thought that he would make enemies with the Jews. If he said no, then he thought they would get him in trouble with the government.
如果他说应该的话，那犹太人就对他有反感。如果他说不应该的话，他的这个罗马政府就要刁难他。
But Jesus said, "Let me see a coin."
然后呢，耶稣反而说，给我一个铜币看看。
Whose picture is on the coin?
这上面是谁的画？
So Caesar.
是这个该撒的。
So Jesus said, "Give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, but give to God what belongs to God."
所以呢，这个应该给他该撒的当给该撒，该给神的就要给神。
It didn't take very many times like that until they quit trying to trap him. They gave up.
所以呢，很多次呢，他们想要这样子呢，就是给这个耶稣呢下个圈套。可是呢，后来他们就放弃了。
Here's the reason why sinners came to Jesus more readily than others.
因为对，有几点是，就为什么这个有罪的人呢，比较容易来接近耶稣。
You see, the person that's burdened down with a heavy load of sin realizes and knows for sure that they want something different than what they have.
当一个人被这个罪恶这个就是有很深的罪恶感的时候，他们知道这是耶稣所给他们的。
But the person who considers himself a good person but not in need of forgiveness keeps thinking that I'm okay and this is the best that there is.
那些觉得他们很不错的，自以为意的呢，就觉得说他们不需要。
Well, this morning, well, the fact of it is that regardless of how deep we've gone in sin or how far that we haven't gone in sin, the fact of it is that we're all sinners and in need of God's grace and forgiveness.
无论我们的罪有多大多小，我们每一个人都需要他的救恩。
Sometimes people don't like to accept that.
很多人不想接受，不愿意接受。
One lady came to the pastor and wanted to join the church.
有一位女士呢，就跟那个牧师讲说，她想要参加，她想成为一个教会的会员。
The pastor said, "Are you a Christian? Have you believed in Jesus?"
她说你信耶稣吗？
She said, "No, I've always been a good person, and I was born in the church. I don't need to be saved."
她说我不相信，我是很好不错的人，我的家人都是基督徒。
But the fact of it is that we all have to confess our sins.
但是呢，重要的是我们每一个人都要认罪。
In my family, I have 4 brothers and 2 sisters.
我有四个哥哥，四个兄弟，两个姊妹。
I'm the youngest of the seven.
我是老幺。
And according saying to my mother, she was always holding up as an example for the rest of us, my oldest brother was a perfect individual.
那我老我们大这个老大呢是这个是我们的榜样，他非常好。
And he was a good person.
他是一个很的确很不错的一个人。
My mother said that he never disobeyed.
妈我妈妈说他从来没有这个没有说不这个叛逆过。
But the rest of us made up for it, I think.
然后这个其他的人可能就是就
but my oldest brother, the fact of it was he, although he never disobeyed his parents, he was always a good person, he never smoked, he never drank, but the fact of it was he had to come and believe in Jesus too.
那我大哥呢，虽然是他是个好人，不抽烟不喝酒的，但是呢他也得要认罪来悔改接受耶稣。
He'd be the first to tell you that he had to be saved and he thanks GodBut he gives thanks to God for saving him from his sins.
他会第一个告诉我们，就是我们每一个人都需要耶稣。
And well, he'll be the first to tell you, even though you didn't see any sin on the outside, there was sin in their heart.
他会跟你讲说，虽然我们没有做什么坏事，但是我们内心呢是肮脏的。
And that's exactly who Jesus came for.
那这就是耶稣为什么来到世上的原因。
He came for everyone.
他来到世上是为每一个人。
And this morning I would invite you to come to the foot of the cross if you haven't been here already.
如果是你还没有面对你的罪，那我希望今天早上能够邀请你能够来到耶稣的十字架面前。
Because the wonderful grace of Jesus is free and abundant.
因为耶稣的救恩是白白给我们的。
And he'll give it to us if we'll ask, if we'll receive it.
如果我们向他求，向他他就会白白的赐给我们。
May God bless you.
愿神祝福我们每一个人。
Let's pray together.
我们一起来祷告。
Amen. I'm going to ask my brother to pray if you will.
我们一起来祷告。阿们的主，我们实在是在一个感恩的季节当中，我们在想起主你是多么样的丰丰富富的，满有恩典的跟我们在一起。我们要感谢你，主啊，虽然这个救恩这个恩典对我们来说是白白的你赐给我们，但是主你自己却付上了一个代价，你把你的爱子让他死在十架上，为我们的罪流血，因此这个救恩就满足了。主啊，我们就求你来帮助我们，我们当中主啊，就是已经是蒙恩得救的，让我们重新的在思想主你的救恩的伟大。我们当中如果还没有认识你，求你来开他们的心，让他们也看得到，就是你这伟大的救恩是赐给我们的。我们要向您祈求，感谢你。我们祷告不配，奉主耶稣基督的名求，阿门。